Alrighty. So in terms of when I was sick, I learnt breath meditation as a specific way of dealing with the sickness I had. So what I had when I was sick was intense pain, a lot of nausea, a lot of tiredness, stuff like that. And that's something that, as a meditator, you find really hard to deal with because it sort of counteracts exactly what you're trying to do. So it's a good thing to learn from. And just bear with me, I'm very tired and I'm very nervous. I lost my train of thought now already.
It's all right, just tell us how to meditate.
Okay, cool. Sit down, don't do anything. So simple. yeah, who can do that, right? All right, well, I'll explain the way I learnt first, then we'll go into sickness and stuff later on. So what we do first, we get ourselves nice and comfortable so that our body is not going to be an issue, which you find when you first sit down, you're going to be itchy, you're going to be restless, scratching, you might want to sneeze or cough, all that sort of stuff. And the way I was taught to deal with those things is just allow them to be there. One of the hardest things about sitting and doing meditations, you have so many distractions around you, trying to take your mind over here and then over there and then come back here again, and it's really sort of like a battle of the wits where you sort of you don't want to go out and get involved in sounds, involved in feelings, involved in, like, you might be sitting there and have an itch on your nose and go, oh, okay, gotta sit down and scratch your nose, and then you get an itch on your arm. So the first thing we got to do is learn how to calm the body down. And in the way that we learn of calming the body down, we then apply the same technique to our mind. So the first stage is to sit there and to focus on these feelings that we have as we're breathing. And that's where a bit of sort of what you might call imagination comes into it. You're using your feeling of that breathing, that nice, breathing generally feels pretty good. So when, as you're breathing, you're taking that nice feeling and you're supplying it to whatever distraction there might be. So if you're itchy, a good thing to do is sort of mentally note that itching to yourself, and just that's it. Just stop there with itching. Don't sort of note where it is or how intense it might be. Just straight away itching, and most of the time by acknowledging that it's there, it disappears because you're not playing with it. You're not involving yourself in it. And that's sort of one of the first things that you learn to do is, as you're sitting there, you're calming all these different feelings down. There might be pain in your body. I mean, I talk about itching a lot because that's a good one to practice with. So you might have pain in your body. First thing, obviously, shuffle around because you don't want to hurt yourself, obviously. But after a while, the pain might not go away, and then you mentally note to yourself, it's just pain. Simply that, pain. You don't sit there and make a long narration about it in your head saying, oh, what is this pain doing here? Why can't, this pain be somewhere else in my body? Or, you find a lot of the time you'll make a big long story about what's happening in your body. So what we do is we mentally note straight away just pain and then just drop it. Or itching and then just drop it. And after a while of practicing that, or whatever you are experiencing in your awareness, you then can use for your mind. So that's sort of how I first start off my meditation, is by doing that. Just going through your body, finding out what sensations are in there, and then calming them down using your breathing. And that's where you've got to sort of experiment a bit on your own how you do that, because it's not the same for everyone. The breath is something that's good to go back onto. So if you're really, really distracted, or your mind is really agitated for some reason, might have a big day at work or whatever, being able to focus back on the breath and how that feels is a good way to ground yourself for future stages of meditation. So we first do that, and once we find the body calms down, it's not distracting us anymore. It actually feels quite pleasant. You'll find that there won't be so much pain, and you'll be quite happy just to sit there. And that's when you, at that point, is when you start taking what you've learned from how you calm your body down and then applying the same thing onto your mind. And a good way of learning that, like I said, just to note your breathing. If you're getting distracted, then that means you're not looking into your breathing enough. I find that your breathing is actually very, very interesting to look at. But, I mean, you guys are probably, you have done it all your life, but you haven't actually looked at it at a deeper level. And it's, so as you sit there with your eyes shut, you can actually spread the feeling of your breath to different parts of your body. It might sound a bit strange, but you can do it. Because your whole body, as you're breathing, it's not just your chest or your nose or your mouth that's involved. Your whole body is actually involved in your breathing process. So as you sit there, you can focus on those things, and you might have a tension or a tightness in your back or your shoulders. And that's a good thing to focus on as you're breathing. So as you're sitting with your eyes shut, you can breathe and you can feel, you use that tension and your breathing together, and you soften up wherever you find that tension. And just sit there with it and allow it to happen. If you wish for that feeling to go away, it's not going to go away. If you wish for that feeling to stop being so intense, or however you might be thinking about it, it's not going to go away. You first must acknowledge the feeling is there, and then just allow it to be there. And then you can breathe through it. A lot of the time I get a lot of pain in my hips, and pain in my shoulders, in my neck, and it's very distracting, especially sitting meditation. It's all the parts of your body that you're using to try and, you know, especially throughout the day, so if you're working and stuff, find a lot of tension everywhere in your body. And it's one of those things that as you sit and do that first stage of sitting, you don't realize how much tension you actually carry in your body. And that's just day-to-day stuff. That's just the stress of every day-to-day. If you've got a sickness or an illness, then you're going to have extra tension on top of that, which is what I found when I was sick. So there's quite a lot you can do just at that first stage of the meditation, is, you know, using your body to learn from and to soften tensions and to calm what you'd call bodily fabrications down, so like pain and discomfort. So the first thing is you do that. You sit, we'll close our eyes, and then we'll notice first of any sort of tensions around our body that might be there, and then we use our breathing to soften and relax any sort of tensions that we find, bit by bit, nice and patiently. You don't want to sort of skip through, oh, a bit of pain there, a bit of pain here, pain down there, my feet, oh, now my neck hurts. You just be patient with one bit at a time and breathe through it. And then you'll find that, yeah, your body will feel quite comfortable. And it's at that point you can then start to use it on your mind. Same technique, finding mental tensions that you might have. You might be stressed. Somebody might have said something during the day at work. Or you might be feeling bad about some other situation in life. It's the same thing. You can use that breathing to soften up how you feel and react to those things. So what I do now, we'll do a meditation now, so we'll put it into practice. I'll talk you through the first bits and let you know what I focus on myself. And then if you ever have any sort of like tensions or itching or anything, use that. That's a good example, because the body is an irritating thing. Like it is really irritating. And that's right there is where the practice lies in meditation, well, especially for me. It's all those tensions, all those pains and troubles you have. They're in your awareness for a reason. So we'll start off with doing that. Everyone prefer lights on or off? No worries. we'll leave them on. Cool.
Can you just see if there's any questions?
Oh, any questions about my rambling so far? No, I didn't think so. Cool. All right. Well, we'll close our eyes and get comfortable. If you're sitting in a chair, for the new people, it does help to have your back away from the put my glasses back on so I can see everyone. It does help to have your back away from the backrest, just because if you're leaning back, you tend to either tense your shoulders up and try and sit there, and then you get a sore neck, you get a sore back, sore shoulders. So if you can, just lean forward a little bit and try and keep your back straight and just relax your shoulders, relax your neck, relax your feet. Just We start by going through the whole body and relaxing everything bit by bit. Have your feet flat on the floor. Just sit as long as your body's not going to distract you in any way. So as we sit, we have our eyes nice and closed. Just note how the body feels right now. Are there any tensions in the body that you can feel straight away? Everyone should have something to focus on. There should be some sort of discomfort at least, like an itch, for example. Or you might have pain in your body. So just sit there and mentally note what is it that is coming into your awareness at that point. And as you take notice of that awareness, of that pain or discomfort, focus on your breathing at the same time. And take nice, normal breaths. You don't want to force your breathing. Notice how your shoulders might feel right now. Are your shoulders tense? Are you hunching your shoulders up? Mentally relax the feelings of the muscles in your shoulders as you breathe in and out. As we breathe in, we notice the tension, and as we breathe out, we relax that tension. As we breathe in, we can feel it, and as we breathe out, we relax it. And after a while, you should find that if you do have tension there, your shoulders will start to drop. We go through from the top of our body down to our toes, piece by piece. Or if you want to start at your toes and come up, we just allow the body to settle down. Might take a while, but that's okay. If you have an itch anywhere in your body, just mentally note it first. Don't go for the reaction to get rid of it first. Just mentally note it itching. Look into it. What is itching? What is discomfort? What is it we find about these things? You might find that your face is crunching up. Go through the parts of your face as you breathe in and out. Allow them to settle as well. And keep mindfulness on your body. Make sure you're not leaning forward or going to start dropping your head. And keep yourself nicely straight, but not tense. We normally do this for at least five minutes at the start of every meditation. Keep reminding yourself, where is there any tension right now? Use your awareness to go through the body and pick up any tension. Your body will pick up tension throughout the day. Once you've started to relax your body, we then focus back on the breath. and how the breath feels. Does my breathing feel rushed? Am I not breathing enough? Am I just allowing my breathing to happen? Does our breathing feel pleasant? Once your body has settled down enough, your breathing will feel quite nice. That nice feeling of our breathing will then spread through our body. If you find that you're being distracted by thoughts or feelings, just come back to your breathing. Have your breathing as your base. If you can't focus on your breathing, hold your breath. You'll soon find it. If you do get distracted, just gently bring it back. Bring your mind, your awareness back to how your body feels, or back to how your breathing feels. If you're thinking about what you had for lunch, then you need to come back to the breath. If you're worried about tomorrow at work, come back to the breath. Need to shuffle or cough or sneeze, you can do it. You don't have to be tense. Ask yourself, how do you know you're breathing? What is it that tells you you are breathing right now? Are you breathing in? Are you breathing out? If your mind is not interested in the breathing, you look into it. Make it interesting. What can you find? Is there a gap between the in and out breath? Is there a gap between the out and in breath? Follow the feeling of the air as it goes through your mouth or nose, down your throat to your lungs. Place your awareness there and see if you can follow it for one full breath. Notice the beginning and ending of the in and the out breath. When does the in breath start and the out breath finish? If you're still distracted, bring your mind back to how your body feels right now. Is your body still irritating? Is it still distracting? If you can hear a sound, just note it as sound. And then come back to your breathing. As we breathe in and out, you should be able to follow how your body reacts to the breathing. Your chest expands and your shoulders move, and every little other movement in the body. Remind ourselves that this time in meditation is our time to relax, time to be still. There's nothing else to do right now. It's time to stop and relax and recharge. You have no other job except to watch your breathing. If you're experiencing any pain, focus on that pain. What is it trying to tell you? If you add the feeling of your breathing to that pain, what happens? Can you soften it? Again, if your mind is wandering, just remind it what we're supposed to be doing. So remind it to come back to your breathing. Am I breathing in? Am I breathing out? What experience are you having right now? Allow the body and the mind to settle. What does your breathing feel like at this time? Does it feel soft? As you breathe in and out, can you feel the way your body moves with your breathing? Be aware of the whole breathing process, not just the air coming in and out. Allow that whole body sensation to calm the body down. As we watch our breath, we try and fill our mental awareness with it. Just watching, not involving ourselves, just watching, noticing. In a moment, I'll ring the gong 3 times. Keep your eyes closed until the end of the ring of the 3rd gong. And slowly open your eyes. When we open our eyes, we try and think of how we feel compared to the start. Everyone feel a bit more relaxed. Yeah. Notice that.
How long was that?
I don't know. What time we start, Rachel?
I don't know. I think about 22 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Wasn't half an hour.
No.
20 minutes.
Yeah. So you should notice how you feel now compared to when you first started. Which is part of the mindfulness and meditation practice, is that throughout your day your mind will become agitated just from doing day-to-day things, going to work, stuff you do at home, and that the meditation is the time for you to stop and recharge and to relax, you'll find there will be a lot of tension in your body, which is why I focus on it a lot, because until you can learn to relax that tension in your body, you won't be able to do it with your mind, so to speak. Well, you can, but not to a great degree. So it's a good practice, that one. Is to go through your body and then find whatever it is that's coming into your awareness. And that's where I come into when you have an illness, because having an illness is, it's always present. There is something always there for you to focus on. It's a good teacher. Pain is a good one, because it's right there, and pain is good at bringing you into the present moment. If you're feeling very sort of comfortable and warm, and you sort of relax a lot, and if you find it really hard to focus on what your body's doing, what your breathing's doing, that sort of stuff, so pain is a good one. And we look into that. If we have a sort of pain, we look into what it is. Good way to look at it is if you've never felt that feeling of pain before, if you're feeling that for the first time without mentally noting anything to it, how would it feel? And you find more often than not it's completely different to what you think it is. You develop a sort of a habit of thinking of things in a certain way, especially pain, and your first thing is, go away, I don't want it, stop it. You try and get rid of, which is normal, it's what we've been taught our whole life. But what I've learned is that if you can first just accept that pain's there, it's a pain, there's nothing to it, you can't change it, there's pain there, if you could make it go away, it would go away. But a lot of sort of chronic pain, you can't, it's there. So the first thing is to accept completely that there's a pain there, wherever it might be, and that's sort of where compassion comes into it. Especially with me, I had a lot of pain, and it used to make me angry and frustrated because I didn't want it to be there. It was an inconvenience throughout my day, and that sort of was a bad thing because I wasn't looking at it in the right way. So that's where sort of compassion will come right into play there. And compassion is not so much lovey, kind, friendliness, as so much to speak. Compassion is non-judging and wholly accepting something. So for me, when I was in pain, I would just mentally note to myself right there and then, how is that pain actually feeling to me? What is it trying to say? And then, am I trying to get rid of it? Did I want it to go away? Why was I wanting it to go away? And then I found that if I actually changed my attitude to sitting with that pain and looking into that pain and getting to know it as a friend instead of an enemy, it helped a lot. It helped a great deal. Because all of a sudden you're switching from this negative point of view of go away, get rid of, goodbye, and this tension that comes with it, to accepting and being able to relax it. There's two different ways you can go about it. And a lot of time, physical pain will add to your mental pain. So when you're feeling something that you disagree with, it then causes a mental tension. And it's very frustrating, especially when the pain is intense. Yeah, might as well. So I'll show you guys a quick photo, just so I get you to understand a bit more. I had an illness that no doctor knew about, no doctor could fix. I was basically told I was going to die in 2 years. There was nothing they could do, apparently. If you could all see that, that's me just as I was getting better.
Yeah. Get skinnier.
Yeah, that's actually when I was putting weight back on and I wasn't in so much pain. Big difference what I am now, obviously. Um, There's nothing doctors could do. They said, no, 2 years, you're going to die. I was on very intense pain medication. Medication so intense that it was giving me seizures if I was to read a book or a text message or something. Oh, I remember getting a text message on my phone and waking up on the floor 2 hours later, and there was blood obviously everywhere. So I really had to sit there and think, doctors can't do anything. Pain medication is obviously not going to do anything, and it's actually causing more trouble. What could I learn? And so for me, that was when I really had to jump in and get to know my illness, jump in and find out what I could find out about it, and also accept it. The hardest thing for me was learning that there was something wrong with me. That was a really hard thing, because generally you don't like stuff to be wrong. You want to be normal, you don't want to be sick, you don't want to be ill. That caused a lot of mental tension right there. And so for me, the big thing was, okay, right, I'm sick, I'm ill, I'm in constant pain, and there's a whole bunch of other symptoms, but pain was a big one. And for me, that was a big turning point when I realised, hey, you know what? I could die from this. I could get hit by a bus tomorrow. We don't know. It's just pain. It's just illness. It's part of having a body. I saw that my reaction to this illness wasn't exactly a wholesome one. So I really had to sit down and accept and look into what it was that was wrong with me, which is hard, especially something so chronic. And so that's with the meditation I was teaching you just before, is to sit there with your body and to be able to mentally note whatever tensions you might find in there is actually a very important tool. Because there are, I use tension a lot, tightness, disagreeing feelings. You'll find that your body is full of these, and there's some real subtle ones as well. And it's only until you first learn how to relax these feelings in your body that you can start to feel that ease, and also give your body a better chance at being able to heal. If you're fighting being sick, then you're going to add to that tension, you're going to add to your illness, and it's going to take a lot longer for you to sort of recover. Whereas if you sort of just allow your body to go down the process that it wants to go down, you then give it more room and more energy to sort of be able to sort itself out. You're getting out of the way of what's trying to happen. And you don't have to allow your body to affect how you feel mentally. That's the biggest thing I found as well, is that I felt like this, and now I feel like this. I felt my body in pain and told I was going to die and all this other stuff. And so, you know, it's depression, frustration, all this other stuff. So not only have you got this physical problem here, but now you've got this mental side as well. And it's all put together. And then you've got to be like, well, what do I do now? How do I deal with this? So it's very important that first stage I taught you guys is to find out what your body's doing. Is there a tension somewhere? What can your breathing do to sort of ease that tension? A good one is shoulders and neck as you sit there. Does your shoulders and neck feel tense? Place your awareness on those feelings. If it does, then just gently breathe through it bit by bit. And then, not instantly, but slowly, you should be able to relax the tension in the muscles. And it will feel good. When you relax your muscles and you feel relaxed, it feels good. Obviously. Anyone got any questions? Please. Yeah, oh good. That's good. That means you're relaxing. Yeah, well, that's not good. Yeah.
That's okay, you're in good hands.
That's all right. That's one of the things of if you're relaxing yourself. If you're able to get your body to relax, like you've probably never relaxed so much before, you'll find you will want to fall asleep. You're giving your mind a bit of a rest it's never had before. And now it wants to recover some energy, and that's why you fall asleep. Happens a lot with meditation. It happens a lot to everyone. it's one of those things. If you're tired mentally from your day, or for any other reason, so I found myself when I was sick, I was very tired. because my body couldn't even take nutrients in. I'd be constantly throwing up. I physically could not absorb food. That's one of the problems I had. That's from a test the doctors gave me. I physically could not have the ability to absorb food. So I was always tired. And then also thinking about everything all the time made me mentally tired. So then you're tired here and you're tired here and then again together. So very hard. And then I found I was always trying to fight that tiredness. I don't want to be tired. Like, this is annoying me. Why am I always like this? You go down this whole narration in your mind about what's going on, and it just makes you more tired. So it's always good to sit there and allow things to go down their own path instead of involving yourself. Yep, that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
How long, Matt, did it take you to come to terms with from when you started? The path you could go down to where you are now.
So I was sick for the better part of 5 years. My day consists of, within 5 minutes of waking up, throwing up for about an hour or so, and then intermittently every couple of hours throughout the day, all day, every day, without stop. Just like I was, as one of my friends put it, morning sickness. And on top of that was intense pain, holding my stomach on the floor, almost crying in pain. It was that intense. So I had that for about 4.5 years, 5 years. And it wasn't until about probably 2 years after I put up with it, 2.5 years or so, and going through test after test with the doctors, did I think that there's something else I should try. I mean, I had every faith that, you know, Western medicine would be able to help me. I was quite surprised I couldn't. So that's what I had to learn about 2.5 years or so after, 3 years. I thought, well, what else could I try to help me with this? Yeah. And then after that, probably took another, probably about 2.5, 3 years to be completely better to what I was, like completely get rid of it. But I found a noticeable effect after maybe about a month or two, especially just from the mental side of it, of just accepting what was going on. That was the hardest bit. It's because nobody wants to be ill, nobody wants to be sick, nobody wants to be tired, and then all of a sudden you are, and it's not in your control. So that was a big point there. And then that's when my body awareness meditation really come into it, because before I'd be in pain, I'd be throwing up, I'd be, you know, all these things, and I didn't give it a second thought. I just go away. I don't want you, this is horrible. So it wasn't until I actually sat there and faced it, did stuff get better.
Did it just start?
There's no, they tried saying to me it was stress, which I laughed at because it wasn't. There was no way I was stressed at that point in my life for that to happen. Like, to a point to make me that ill. So it just come on by itself.
So what did you learn about pain? Because just in that meditation, I was really interested in how much pain moves. Yep. Like, I thought, you know, I've got pain in my back, but then it went to my shoulder, it went all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you hadn't done that, I'd have gone, I've got pain in that one place. So what did you learn about pain? That's fascinating.
Pain is never a static thing. Look, you just said, pain always moves, pain always changes. If you're experiencing a feeling of pain, there is more to that than just going, oh, that hurts. You find that the intensity will change if you focus enough on it. You find that the more you look at pain without sort of like a pre-context of what it is, if you're just looking at it as pain, simply just pain, you can actually see it does. It moves bit by bit. The intensity changes and you focus on that. And that's where you use your breathing to calm it down. The intensity goes like this. And then after a while of using your breath, it slows it down. And eventually it'll disappear, or it won't be as painful. For me, meditation is a great way of taking at least the edge off of pain. Depending on your own ability as a meditator, you can at least take the edge off of the pain, so it's not so intense. And that's really helpful. And when you get really good at it, then you can, obviously go down the next part. Hey?
When you get in the next part?
Yeah, when you get good at learning about it, when you get good at practicing the meditation to a point, you can actually not feel so much pain. It's not that you're numb to it, it's just that you don't
acknowledge it.
No, you acknowledge it. Pain will still be there. It's just that you don't attach to it. Like for me, obviously, I follow the Buddha's teachings, and I was taught that pain is—it's not yours. You might think that because you're feeling pain, that you own that feeling of pain, and therefore you try and get rid of. But it's not. Pain is a feeling in and of itself. It's part of the body. That was another part of my healing, was that understanding that I am not that feeling of pain. I don't have to go out and own it and say that, oh, this is my pain, I am in pain, this is, you know, painful for me. It is simply, I just looked at it as a feeling and then watched it, what happens to it as the feeling comes up, what causes it to come up, which is obvious, what causes it to come up, and then just watch it as it goes through its cycles and until it dies again. And then we understand that it's just pain, it's just a feeling. As soon as we attach to that feeling of pain, we sort of make it worse. Because then we try and control, get rid of.
Have you been back to the doctors and said, hey, look at me?
Oh, yeah.
For free.
Yeah, no, when I got better, I did. My doctor was quite surprised. my doctor still is quite surprised, because I should have been dead by now, according to them. Mm-hmm. Many, many specialists said I would be dead. I would have a, we call a colostomy bag for 2 years and then I'll die. I was just like, super. Thanks for the good outlook on my life, you know. My doctor's not too close-minded. I did say to him I was learning meditation and stuff, and he's like, oh, you know, let me know how that turns out for you. He's sort of half interested in what goes on, so that's all right. But nah, some of the other doctors, I was told I had celiac disease, which is confirmed by a blood test, and then so I said I had that, and I didn't. They said I had Crohn's. I said I had that, and I didn't. They tried telling me that I was way too stressed out, and that's what it was. And I was like, no, it's not that at all. I had diet. It wasn't my diet. I was eating well. So it was all unexplainable. Yeah.
So what's your meditation practice like now? Tell us about how to practice at home.
Ooh, okay. what I want you guys to do, or what I do?
No, what you do.
What
you
I do.
Tell us what to do.
Alright, so my day consists of getting up in the morning, nice and early. I go for walking meditation for at least half an hour. I find that walking meditation is a really good way of calming your mind down before you sit. Especially if you're restless. Good one. And it's also first thing in the morning, because I'm quite sleepy. If you go and sit down, you're going to fall back asleep again. So it's a bit pointless waking up and then sitting. So I'll walk for about half an hour, maybe a bit more. If I'm still tired, I'll walk backwards. No joke, I'll walk backwards. If I'm still tired, I'll walk backwards with my eyes shut. And then it wakes you up. You soon become aware of what's behind you, even though you can't see it. So that there will actually wake my mind up enough. and then I'll sit down, and I'll sit down for however long I've got left before I start work. It might be half an hour, might be an hour, and I do that in the morning as like a pre-start to my day, so about an hour before work. And when I sit I do my breathing meditation first off, starting with the body. How does my body feel when I wake up? Are there any tensions in there from the day before? Did I sleep wrong? And just go through and relax yourself, and you get yourself ready for the day again. Because sometimes you will carry a whole week's worth of tension and stress and, you know, mental agitation. You'll bring that into your next day, and it's just this continual process until you learn to stop and break it. It's something you'll become more aware of the more you do meditation, is actually how much you're carrying with you into your future.
You should write this down, Matt.
Thanks for the announcement. Yeah. And then when I get home, I'll do the same thing, but I'll walk for maybe 15 minutes. just because when the mind's so agitated, it's hard just to go straight away, bang, sit down. You need to be able to calm your mind down a bit first. So I sit for maybe, I'll walk for about 15 minutes, which is, for me, most of the time it's enough. And then I'll sit however long my mind wants to sit for. The thing with meditation is you don't sort of want to try and set times or like, you know, I'm going to sit down now for like an hour, or I'm going to sit for 15 minutes. Because that's all you're going to think about through your meditation. It's been 15, it's been 10 minutes yet. And then you're not focusing back in on what you're supposed to be focusing on. So I'll do that.
Are you not scared now to stop meditation in case you get sick? Do you feel if you stop meditating,
no,
you might get sick?
It's a tricky one, that one, because if I was to all of a sudden stop doing meditation, then I know that a lot of stress would build up, a lot of tensions would build up, and I wouldn't be doing anything about it. And then after a while, that could develop again into a sickness again. Yeah, a lot of mental tension can turn into a physical sickness, because there is that connection between your mind and your body. Same as if you're feeling happy thoughts, your body feels nice and at ease. If you're feeling angry, your body feels really tense and like this. So, yeah, if I was to stop doing meditation, I suppose...
But why would you?
Exactly. But then there's the other part of it as well, is that what I've learnt from when I was sick before, I can then apply if I got sick again through my understanding of what happened. If I had pain come along, I wouldn't be so swept along with it because I know what pain is. Tiredness is a hard one. Tiredness is something I still struggle with for some reason. And that's really hard when you're trying to sit down and do meditation. You just want to sleep, fall asleep. So, yeah.
And didn't you say you'd change your eating habits?
Yeah. So I cut a lot of sugar out of my diet. I was eating a lot too much sugar. And I never used to drink water, which you might find quite a bit strange. But every time I used to drink water, I'd get a migraine, so I never drank water for years. So I started to drink water again. So I went through about a month or two of migraines, and then I was fine after that. Is quite strange. What else did I change? No, that was about it. I was eating a lot of sugar.
Yeah. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yeah, back then I was. Yeah. And salt. Salt was a big one. Yeah, eating a lot of salt was apparently bad for you. Yeah. Any more questions? Did you guys feel that meditation was all right? Did you notice as your body was calming down? Yeah?
Why don't we do another 15
minutes? We will. I just want to teach one more quick one, and then we'll jump into that. So Rachel's done walking meditation with you guys before, which is good. So that's a really good one before you sit. So if you find one day you can't do meditation sitting down, get up and do the walking one, and then try and sit down and see if that works. It's all about the mentally noting how much agitation is up in here, which is normally a lot. If you don't think there is, and you're not looking into it enough. So try the walking and then sitting. But a good one I like to do, which is sort of, it feels a bit stupid at the start, but it's really, really handy. It's the same as walking meditation. It is, lost for a word here. You know, breathing meditation is really subtle sometimes. And the other, coarse. Aha. So the feelings in your feet when you're walking meditation are very coarse. You can notice them straight. You know if you're standing on your left or your right leg. That's that simple, that coarse. Which is why sometimes it's hard to go into sitting meditation, because your breathing can feel, it's hard to focus on. You find it sort of, you can't just pinpoint it enough without getting distracted by other things. So walking meditation is good before that, because your feeling of your feet is very easy to focus on. Another one I like to do is to stand. Doesn't matter where you do it, you can do it wherever you want. And you close your eyes and you use your hands. And then as you're breathing in, you breathe in like this. And then you turn your hands and then you breathe down. And you'll find that if you're very stressed through your day, you're trying to do this. really fast, and your breathing could not keep up. So after, if you try that, just take deep breaths to start off with, and then after a while, your breath will calm down enough, and then you sort of want to lift up the breathing, and then stop, and then turn it down and push it down again. And that's a really cool thing to do, because you're connecting your a feeling of your hands and the movements of your hands to your breathing, and so it really, really is helpful. And you just, and then again, push it down, and you can really feel the tensions in your arms and your shoulders as you do it. So after doing that for about 10 minutes, you'll be about right to sit, I think. Yep, very handy one to learn. All right, so we'll do another one. Cool, all right. Okay, lights off in this one, we'll do a lights off one. Make it even. Yep.
Make it even.
Yep. Yep. Alrighty, everyone close your eyes. Get up nice and straight. Don't slack off too much. You fall asleep. A good one before we start as well is if you feel itching in your throat. You can cough, obviously, if you wish, but it's a good thing to be able to sort of focus on is that itch in your neck, and then try and relax it. And sometimes you can actually relax it and stop yourself from coughing, but by all means, cough if you need. Okay. So we'll start off again. This time we'll start at our feet, and just note how your feet feel right now. They've carried you all through your day. That should be sore. Work your way up from your feet, up your legs, up your calf muscles. Just follow it with your awareness. Part of this body awareness meditation is to notice parts of your body as if you're touching them with your finger. And you should be able to point out every part of your body by using your mental awareness. So don't just skip through your leg, go, oh, leg. See if you can find the front, the back, the sides. See if you can feel individual muscles in that part of your leg, for your left and right legs. If there's a tension there, then we stop going further and use our breathing to relax it. You can relax it by breathing through it and dispersing it. You can relax it by shrinking the feeling of the tension. Or you can relax it by expanding that feeling. Expanding it so much it disappears. Go up to our knees. Our thighs, just gently relaxing every part, being aware of every part. up through our hips. From our hips we come into our middle back, lower back. If your back is in pain or uncomfortable, first try and shuffle. Readjust how you're sitting with your shoulders and your neck. If you're relaxing all these parts of your body, they should disappear. You'll be left with the next tension to follow until eventually there's nothing left. Work your way up your spine. It's good to focus on your spine as you breathe because they're very close together. Notice how your stomach feels. If you're hungry, you just notice hungry. And then come up to our chest and our shoulders. Are you lifting your shoulders up? Or are your shoulders relaxed and by themselves? As we feel our shoulders, we feel our back as well, the top of our back. You should be able to notice the muscles in there. If there's tension, then breathe through it. Or you expand that feeling of tension until it disappears. Or you can contract that feeling to a single infinitesimal point. Whichever way you feel will work. If the feeling of pain is too intense, then we go back to the breath. We notice how the breath feels. We use that breathing as a base, something to fall back on. Come up through your neck. Is your neck sore from being held up to that all day? If you're leaning your head too far forward, too far back, you'll get a sore neck. If we try and hold it balanced. Come up through our face. Are we scrunching our face? Are we smiling? Are we frowning? How does the top of your head feel? Once we've been through the body once, you can choose to go through it again. Or you can find the most irritating part that you can find and work your way down through them irritations. When we come across irritation, try and calm it, let it settle, relax it, soothe it. Allow it to be there. If there's still discomfort there, you're trying to get rid of it. Be patient and gentle with whatever it is. If you find that your body is now relaxed, and just focus solely on your breathing. Focus on your breathing unless another tension or irritation comes up. Focus on your breathing. What is it doing? Are you breathing in? Are you breathing out? Is your breathing relaxed? Can you feel your whole body breathe? Allow your breathing to happen by itself. As we breathe in and out, we calm our body. How is your feeling breathing right now? Is it short, long? Are you aware of the air coming in, or are you aware of your whole body as you breathe? come across an irritation, just note it. Just mentally note it. You'll find that if you leave it alone, it will disappear. When we breathe in and the in-breath is finished, you'll find a point, a silence in between the in and out breath, a pause. Watch that pause and see how it feels. Allow your body and all its sensations to calm. Until that all you're left with is your breath. I'll ring the gong 3 times. Keep your eyes closed until the end of the 3rd ring. And then slowly open your eyes.